Hey, hello? Oh, hey, Papa, what's happening? Yeah, a party Friday night? Hey, man, just invite some fine chicks this time. That was a fox wearing that necklace? I thought she was wearing a flea collar. Hey, look here, bro. All I'm saying is invite some foxes, man. Thelma! I said fine foxes, man, not gruesome gooses. Hey, all right, man. I'll ask her. Casey Rock. Hey, Thelma, Papa's having a party Friday night and he's inviting you, which must mean the guest list reads like who's who at the zoo.
Well, I don't want to go to no party.
Well, I tell him you elected to stay in your cage.
What you gonna dip your face in your paints?
Hey, girl, I was just relaying a message. Ain't you got no gratitude?
No, and I have no desire to hassle. I have a lot on my mind.
Yeah, it's obvious. But you definitely don't have our dinner on your mind. You're treating that chicken like Jack the Ripper.
You want to cut it?
Oh, no, Ma told you.
All right, then leave me alone.
What's wrong with her?
I think Thelma's getting stoned on chicken fat.
Thelma always acts peculiar when it has something to do with love.
Ah, love. Well, did the doctor of love diagnose the case? Yeah. Sunken jaws, drooping lips, flipped up eyelids. Either she's in love or has a ruptured face.
You know, I've been reading a lot on Africa lately, and I read that African men are very aggressive in romance.
Ah, so eBay wants to get into a little hanky-panky.
He wants to get into a lot of hanky-panky.
Why don't you two knock it off? You don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, wow. Sound like this could be serious. Hey, Thelma, if you got a problem, you can tell us. Maybe we can help.
eBay and I are in love.
What else is new?
Well, he asked me to move in with him, and I said yes.
Well, I've heard of foreign aid, but this is ridiculous.
Thelma, how can we help you with that?
Show me how to tell Ma.
The best way to tell Ma is to call her from St. Louis.
Oh, Michael, man, I disagree here. You know, Mark made me mad at first, but she is reasonable and understanding. That's and the right. One good thing about Ma is that she will listen when you got something to say. Ah! Well, welcome home, Mother dear, after a long, hard day at work. And a hearty greeting from your warm and loving family.
Say, shut up. Thelma, didn't I tell you to have this chicken cut and seasoned when I got home? Now, why isn't it?
Well, because...
Oh, that's a likely story. Now, get busy. Michael?
Yeah?
Didn't I tell you to dust when you got home from school?
Oh, well...
Unlike the children, Mother dear, I have fulfilled my obligation. La mer.
La junk.
Ma, is it safe to assume that you're in a bad mood?
It is safe to assume I'm in a rotten mood.
Well, Ma, if there's anything we can do, let us know, and we'll get it.
You can start with a new pair of feet.
Hey, I'll check the Sears catalog. Just a little humor, Ma.
Very little. Oh, kids, I'm sorry, but I had a rough day at work. And if I seem irritable, it's just because I'm pooped.
Hey, don't worry, Ma. We understand.
Well, Thelma, now's the perfect time to tell her. She's in a rotten mood and she can't get any rottener.
Sure.
Thelma, go talk.
Oh, it feels good to rest.
You know, Ma, there's one thing they say about feeling rotten. It's the lowest you can feel.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, nothing you see or hear could possibly make you feel any worse.
Wrong. Okay, what's up? Who did what and why?
JJ?
Oh, Ma, I resent that. I have been most cool.
Yeah, Ma, and I have been even cooler.
Ha 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 ha!
Well, Mom, maybe we should talk about it after you had a chance to rest.
Oh, well, I just finished resting. Now, what is it you want to talk about?
Oh, Mom, I could wait. You know, I could wait.
Elma, what is it you want to talk about? I want to hear what you got to say, and I want to hear it now.
Well, Ma, you know how you always said you wanted us to leave the ghetto? Well, I'm leaving.
Where you going?
Well, you see, I got this apartment.
Apartment? How are you going to take care of an apartment when you don't have a job to pay the rent?
Oh, well,
see, Ma, she won't have to pay any rent. She's going to be what we call live-in help. She's going to be washing, cooking, cleaning, et cetera.
Especially et cetera. Hold it. Now, I get the feeling that somebody is trying to tell me something. All right, Thelma. In plain, simple English, what is it?
Okay, Ma. You know, we've discussed this before.
No speeches. Just the facts.
Okay, Ma. Eva and I are in love. And we're gonna live together.
Is that what all the beating around the bush was for?
You mean you're not upset?
No.
Not even a teeny bit?
No.
You mean you're gonna let her move in with eBay?
Hell no.
Ma, I have the final word on this. I'm moving in with eBay and you have nothing to say about it.
Hi, y'all. What's happening? Hey, what's the good word?
Thelma has just informed me that she's moving in with eBay.
Oh, Lord have mercy, moving in. Last time we talked, you were just dating and having fun.
Well, now they're gonna be having more fun than ever.
Thelma, I just can't let you go live with that man. I wasn't brought up that way. And I didn't think I had brought you up that way.
Ma, we're deeply in love.
Sure you are, this week. And I remember when you were deeply in love with Clarence and Roger and John and...
Oh, Ma, that was kid stuff.
Well, then the kid must have grown up in the last month.
Thelma, listen, honey, the point your mother's making is very valid. At 19, Mr. Wright is like a detergent. Looks like it's new and improved and goes right on down the drain.
Won't anybody give me credit for knowing when I'm experiencing true love?
Well, if it is true love, why don't you get married?
Ma, this is the 70s. People live together first. That's the only way to find out if a marriage is gonna work.
The only way you're gonna find out if a marriage works is to get married.
Ma, nobody buys a pair of shoes without trying them on.
And nobody's gonna buy used shoes either.
Honey, she is telling you the gospel truth. Living together, a man gets all the benefits of marriage and none of the responsibility.
Marrying eBay might not be the right thing for Thelma anyhow. I read that it's an African custom for a man to have as many wives as he can afford.
I don't care about the African customs. I care about here and now. And my grown-up daughter making a juvenile decision.
Ma, it's not a juvenile decision. We're in love and we want to spend our lives together.
Then do it right and get married.
Ma, I'm not ready to get married.
Huh? Well, there is no way I'm gonna let you go play house.
Wow! eBay! No use in having a fish fry without the fish. Come on in, bro.
Hey, eBay. Hello, Alona.
Hi.
Mrs. Evans, you're both looking beautiful as usual.
Don't be peddling that sugar to me.
eBay, I just told Ma about us living together, and she's a little upset, but she'll get over it.
Yeah, as soon as Harlem turns white.
Thelma, I'm afraid there's been a change of plans.
Change of plans?
Yes, my father called me a short time ago from Nigeria. And when I informed him that I was suspended from the university, he asked me to come home.
Come home?
Thank heavens. Thelma, I want very much to stay. But I have no money, and I can't get a job without losing my student's visa.
Yeah, but what about us?
Thelma, I want you to come back with me and be my wife.
Your wife?
Marry me, Thelma, and we'll have the biggest, happiest wedding my country has ever seen.
Oh, Ebay, I don't know what to say.
Say you want a 10-carat diamond ring.
Thelma, you must give me an answer. There isn't much time.
Thelma, there's lots of time. Let Ebay go home. And then if he still thinks he is in love with you, he can always come back.
If you don't, you'll have a 10-carat diamond ring.
Now, just a few minutes ago, you wanted me to get married. Now you're backing down?
No. I wanted you to take your time. It was you who said you weren't ready to get married.
I know. Boy, I need a little time.
Thelma, take all the time you want. There's no use rushing halfway across the world with a man you hardly know.
We know each other very well, Mrs. Evans. And our souls are in perfect harmony.
I'm afraid that won't get it, eBay. Ma ain't into soul music.
eBay, I admit that living in Nigeria sounds romantic, but Africa isn't America by a long shot. It's a different world and a different place in time, and I'm afraid that Thelma just won't be able to handle it.
But Thelma's intelligent. She can adapt.
Yeah, if she can survive 19 years in the ghetto, she can survive anywhere.
I wish I knew what to do with
Thelma, honey. Listen. Now, this is the big step. If you really love eBay the way you say you do, a decision is easy to make, honey.
Well, Lona, I do.
Thelma, you know, you're like a precious jewel. I could never find another like you in 3 lifetimes. I love you more than anything else on this earth. Please say you'll marry me.
Thelma. Oh, Thelma. Getting married at 19 is hardly the kind of future your daddy and I worked so hard for you to have. Stay here, finish school, and become the woman we wanted you to be.
I'm sorry, Ma. I'm sorry. But I have to be the woman I want to be. And that's why I'm going with eBay.
Thelma, you make me the happiest man in the world. This call for a celebration.
Celebration! Well, let's break out the champagne.
We need champagne. I'm bubbling all
over. Oh, we've got to celebrate. And the first thing we've got to do is to have a feast.
A feast!
I'll prepare an authentic Nigerian dinner for all of you at my apartment tomorrow night.
Oh, out of sight. A real African meal. Woo, honey.
Oh, Thelma, I've got so much to do since we're leaving so soon. Mm-hmm. Listen, you must apply for your passport and visa first thing in the morning.
Okay, I will.
I'll see you all tomorrow at my place at 6.
Okay.
Goodbye, my love.
Until the feast.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
See you tomorrow.
Okay.
Oh, Thelma, honey. Oh, I'm so happy for you. But I'm gonna miss you, little girl.
I'm gonna miss you too, Thelma. I don't mind you getting married. Do you have to go so far away?
Oh, Thelma. You know, I know I've made fun of your cooking, your face, your smarts. Encouraging me that I'm not gonna be losing a sister. I'm gonna be losing an upset stomach. Well, Thelma, that's my way of saying I'm gonna miss you too.
Hey, I bet you that party tomorrow night is gonna be something we'll never forget.
Sure is. Yeah.
Hey, Flo, what are you gonna wear tomorrow for the party?
Nothing.
Nothing? This is gonna be a party to remember.
I'm not going to the party.
Flo. Well, you gotta come. This is a celebration.
There's no reason for me to celebrate. I'm against you leaving.
But why, Ma? Don't you wanna see me happy?
How are you going to be happy with a man who can have as many wives as he wants?
Oh, yeah. I can see the headlines now. Gorgeous ghetto girl becomes happy harem honey.
Come on, now, I'm not going to be part of a harem. Those African customs Michael's been reading about, they don't all apply to eBay.
How can you be sure? Did you ask him?
I don't have to. Young, educated Africans are just not into that stuff.
I don't care what they're into. I am still against you leaving.
Ma, you
tell my Thelma. Kids, why don't you go in the back and find some clothes for tomorrow night?
Okay? All right,
come on. We got
Thelma,
some
clothes.
Thelma,
no,
please. Thelma, please, trust me. Ooh, child, I got some news for you that's just too juicy.
Lola, gossip is the furthest thing from my mind right now.
Oh, you want to hear about this, honey?
It's about a chick that lives in this building. Sweetest, kindest woman you ever want to meet, but she got a problem.
Don't we all?
You see, she's invited to a dinner party to celebrate her daughter's wedding. And you know what? She ain't going. I mean, she don't care that she's gonna break her daughter's heart by not showing up.
How do you know she doesn't care?
Because if she did, she would have to admit that kids do grow up, and they do leave home. And they don't always leave at the right time or for the right reason. Anyway, I think she ought to be in her daughter's corner, because right now her baby girl needs all the love and understanding and support that she can get from her mama.
I guess I have been a little selfish, huh?
You're damn right you have.
Milana?
Yeah? Oh, no.
Thank you.
Oh. eBay, this pad is too bad. It's lovely.
It looks sort of like a do-it-yourself museum.
Voila! Oh.
JJ, take off that mask.
What mask?
Hey, eBay, I just wanted to show you what Thelma's gonna look like in the morning without any makeup on. By the way, bro, when are we gonna eat?
We'll eat in a moment, but first, I have some gifts for my prospective family.
Oh.
Mrs. Yeah. Evans.
Oh.
This is cloth from my country. And whatever you choose to make from it, it'll be heightened by your own elegance.
Oh, eBay, it's beautiful.
Honey, you're gonna be the envy of the neighborhood. It's gonna be sad to watch the black chicks turn green.
Michael?
Yeah.
This mask symbolizes the spirits of our ancestors. It's worn on ceremonial occasion when a child is born. And I want you to have it always.
Hey, thanks, eBay. Hey, Ma, check out what eBay gave me.
Oh, honey, it's
JJ,
beautiful.
This is yours.
Oh, wow, bruh. You must have been reading my mind. I mean, how'd you know I wanted this? You know, I was just thinking about one of these things this morning. What is this?
It's juju.
Juju?
And it's worn around the neck for protection.
Well, I guess when you're an ebony sex god like I am, you need all the protection you can get.
Now, I think it's time to eat.
Okay, I'll set the table.
No, no, I'll do that. Please don't. Because this is a traditional African dinner.
Huh?
And tables aren't used. And now we all sit on the floor.
Sit on the floor.
Mrs. Evans, we all use cushions.
Oh, that's all right if they're gonna jump up and meet me halfway.
Come on, Ma, we'll help you down. Come on, JJ.
All right,
help your mama down now. Help your mama down so she don't fall and hurt
her. Oh, well, now take it easy.
Help your mama.
Wait a minute. Now,
all right, now, let's be careful here.
Let me get ready.
Stop breaking up on this. Come on, now. Well, I want y'all to know that I was reading up on African food today, so when I got here, my taste buds wouldn't go through any culture shock. Yeah. And in the process, I become a culinary genius, you know? So I'm be explaining to y'all all the food we'll be eating here today, you know, all just right. A little tidbit.
Yeah, I understand. I understand that. Ooh, that smells delicious, whatever that is.
Mm, yeah.
eBay, what's in that bowl?
Wait a minute. I'll handle this. This is an old African favorite called cassava root pie.
No. That's starch made from the corn, and it's called fufu.
Uh-huh. Fufu, I just wanted to make sure you knew what you was cooking, bro. Just checking you out without any problem whatsoever.
Thanks.
Now, see, I know what this is here. See, this is an old African favorite, another one here, called curried yam rangoon.
No. That is a mixture of hot spiced chicken, beef, vegetable, and peanuts. And it's called ground nut stew.
JJ, give it up. Your knowledge of African food is embarrassing.
Hey, Ibe, what's this clear stuff in this bowl?
I know this. This here, Michael, you see, is an old West African, not from East, but from West Africa, called mango cream soda.
No. It's water for washing your fingers.
But where are they?
Don't we use forks?
No, we all eat with our fingers.
Now that's something JJ knows about.
And we all eat from the same bowl, taking from the side that is closest to you. Uh-huh. First, you take the fufu like this, and then dip it into the stew.
I hope I don't make a boo-boo and let my fufu get on my juju.
Not only that. Yeah. It's surprising how easy it is to get used to the customs.
Well, I felt the same way about your customs.
Hey, you know, African customs may seem strange, but they're fun.
Yeah, especially the one about having more than one wife.
Oh, no, not that again.
Why not? It's a perfect time to ask him.
Ibe, everybody thinks that when I get married, I'm going to be part of a harem.
I love only Thalma. I don't want anyone else.
Oh, you don't know Ma. She's hard to convince. You're going to have to say, I'm going to be the only wife in just those words. Now, go ahead.
That's right.
Tell her, Ibe. Go ahead, Ibe. Now, wait a minute now. You're not going to tell her, tell me. Go ahead, Ibe, tell me. I'm going to be the only wife.
Thalma, I would walk out of your life before I lie to you. That is something I can't tell you, because I can't be sure.
You can't be sure? Oh, that doesn't matter. You know, I'm enough woman for you anyhow, aren't I?
Thalma, there's nothing to worry about.
Oh, there's plenty to worry about.
But there isn't. I mean, even if I was to take another wife, it wouldn't harm you. All the advantages belong to the first wife.
Yeah, but they're not the advantages that belong to the only wife.
Thalma, I love you.
Well, then tell me you won't take another wife.
But there are no guarantees. I mean, you were willing to risk living with me, and there were no guarantees there either.
We're talking about marriage. We're not talking about living together.
But
now, you gotta promise me you won't take another wife.
But Thalma, you're asking me to push aside generations of tradition, to suddenly disown everything that I am, my culture, my way of life. Thalma, I love you, but that's as much as I can promise for the future.
Well, I guess you have your way of life, and I have mine. And I'm as stubborn as you are about cutting it loose.
Thalma, please, I want to marry you.
Oh, Ibe, I love you so much. You know, I'm willing to risk this.
Well, then say you'll marry me.
I can't do that. I really can't do that. See, because I'll never stop wondering when and if you're going to take somebody else. And I just can't live with that. I'm sorry.
Thalma.
Goodbye, Ibe.